Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So the sad part about things, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm basically ignoring my normal introduction because I want to make this as seamless as possible, these 2 hours. We're talking about recovery. We're talking about solutions. We are praying for the people of Texas and invite others to join us in those prayers. Latest on Harvey impact. Trump on floods. There's never been anything like it. We disagree, Donald. Deluged and weary. They say Texas braces for years of recovery. Yeah, it's a massive issue, folks. And our whole point here is we don't need a government-led effort. Donald and crew in the White House literally said, hey, this is a declaration of disaster. We're going to have the federal government, every department involved in this. We're going to roll out cash. We're going to do everything we can. I appreciate platitudes of kindness. I appreciate the idea of that. I reject the idea of putting my family's finances up for collateral in that regard without my permission and without governmental authority. The problem with that, Donald, is, you know what? You can do what you want with your own money, but you can't do what you want with my money. You have no constitutional authority at all. So although I appreciate your platitudes of kindness, I reject the whole premise of which you speak. Literally, Mike Pence, all the conservatives are behind this. Even the so-called conservatives of conservatives are saying, well, we just can't be reckless and, you know, fund all kinds of things that aren't related to this in a big old pork barrel spending bill. We can't do that, but we absolutely triple down in defense of supporting this effort. See, I reject that whole thing. That's not really conservative. That's just like, well, we have the ability to steal your money, but only for the right purposes. Wait a minute. Hold on. Thou shalt not steal didn't say, except if the ends justify the means and your, quote, cause is just. It's not what it said. That's not what it means. It's not the reality. So I don't want to get stuck on this point and spend too much time on the political capital here, but I want to set the record straight in terms of how the solutions ought to be carried out. And I submit to you that government ought not take the lead. Now, I do appropriately believe that government has a role to play, very minimal. And one of them would be to keep the peace and make sure that looters and marauders and those kind of things don't take advantage of the situation. The whole purpose of government would be to protect life, liberty, and property. So I do support rescue efforts by the local authorities there. I do support keeping law and order. I do support using a lot of the resources of a given state to rescue folks, to protect life. Right? So there are some roles that the federal government can play. I do agree with some of the coordinative efforts of some of the government's abilities through their communications and technologies that they use for fire and for rescue and for, you know, those kinds of things. I do think there's a role to play, but it's very minimal. And what I think we need to do is have a private sector based led effort to solve these problems. In other words, pray as if it's up to God hard, every one of us, and then roll up our sleeves and work together. And I do believe that Donald has plenty of cash. From what I understand, he's very wealthy. Now, I would personally, instead of Donald just peddling platitudes of we're going to spend the taxpayers' money and make everything okay, I'd reject that narrative. And I would start out with Donald saying, listen, I personally am going to throw several million dollars into a kitty, and I ask every private sector organization on the planet to match me, to help me, to contribute, to be involved. I do support that private-led effort. But I think Donald ought to be willing to part with some of his own hard-earned cash and invite me to do the same as opposed to force me to do the same and not personally get involved. He'll be involved as, quote, the president, but not as Donald Trump, the individual. See, that's the part I'm rejecting. What if Donald said, I'm putting in $10 million of my own money. I'm asking all kinds of private organizations to match my funding. And I ask members of Congress to give up a significant portion of their salary, which I am willing to do as well. And just imagine what kind of a private sector led effort we could. Now, the government can coordinate it. The Donald could say, this is what I'm doing, and I invite others to do the same. But why force me to pay out of my own family money via taxpayer dollars and commit all kinds of governmental resources? Now, you could take people that are wealthy Who are Donald Trump's biggest financial enemies? Guys like George Soros. Guys like, oh, who's the leader of the Houston Rockets? What's that guy's name that's been relentlessly attacking the Donald?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban. Yeah, that guy. Okay, why doesn't Donald throw that out the gauntlet and say, hey, Mark, you and I have been battling forever. Now I'm going to basically set aside our battling, and I'm going to put in $10 million of my own cash, and I'd like you to do the same.
By the way, I think he's got the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. All right. Yeah. Then I apologize. Good point, Kurt. I'm glad you're up on the sports scene. And I appreciate that correction.
Well, that's very important stuff, Sam.
I hear that.
Otherwise, I can't even communicate in America.
Good
point.
I mean,
I get together with people, and it's like, duh, you know, because we can't really talk about God, family, country.
And that's why I'm so out of touch, because I don't know those things that you know. See what I mean?
You.
But here's the deal, though. Donald could throw down the gauntlet and say, I'm putting in five to $10 million of my own money. Hey, Mark Cuban, you want to do the same? Hey, Mr. Zuckerberg, you want to help me? And what if they put some of these top 10 philanthropist leaders together, Kurt? How much money could they lead with, huh?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And I mean, just imagine how real leadership works. At least in my opinion, that's what you see when you see, for example, that we touched on the story of the LDS Church. And, you know, some folks will say, oh, you know, they've got a lot of wealth in those buildings or whatever and all the holdings. Well, yeah, but, you know, I can tell you this, that, man, when there's a problem, they're some of the first, if not the first, to show up, whether it's with their missionaries, with their, people showing up in droves to help people out of a tough spot. And, you know, that's the kind of real solutions, at least to me, that we ought to be looking at. You know, let's duplicate and clone or, I don't know, copycat those kind of ideas and great ideas when it comes to where you want to put your hard-earned dollars and where you want to help. You know, I think the churches
are one of the
best places.
We'll get there, but you're not going to get Donald, who doesn't even believe in God, to talk about the churches, Kurt.
Well, you know, he's mentioned him before.
I know, but he wants to be the kingmaker.
He just needs to be reminded of it.
Okay.
Yeah, good
he
point.
And Mark Cuban and all these guys, they want to rely on the arm of flesh, Kurt. They want to rely on them as the do-gooders, okay? So let's
when
first
it gets tough
separate.
Enough, they will.
Well, only when it gets tough enough. To them, it's not tough enough because they're still in their, you know, high and mighty sacred places that are stable and safe, right? They're not down in Houston in the trenches. So first, I want to divide these solutions on purpose. Not that I want to shut down your idea. I want to go there. You're spot on. But I'm trying to divide issues for a second so people get it. The first issue is to reject government leadership and lead with private leadership. The second idea is to reject Donald spending my money, and why doesn't he spend some of his own money? Let's reject the force plan and move to the volunteer plan, Kurt, for solutions here. That's first and foremost. And so if Donald and those guys, Donald, Mark Cuban, Mark Zuckerberg, all these big wig financial guys, George Soros, I mean, I could name them, the Clintons. The Clintons have raised a gazillion dollars for philanthropy-type efforts. Okay, why don't we set aside partisan politics, set aside attacking the Donald, or you know, and why don't we come together for this and use big philanthropy efforts to raise big money? I mean, you could literally have rock concerts all over the country where, I mean, you could have these big rock concerts where they would literally raise thousands and thousands of dollars. You could have sporting events with all these football players and baseball players. As you said, they could continue these games, Kurt, but all the money would be dedicated and donated to the support of these victims and the suffering that's going on. They could have a massive outreach to, and you could raise literally billions and billions of dollars, Kurt.
But, Sam, you don't need to do this when you have a big daddy federal government.
And that's the whole point that I'm
basically rejecting. Hand out all this, you know, free money. And that's exactly why to bring this up. Good point.
Yeah, and I want to, and I'm not ignoring your church point. We'll get into that, and we'll point you to real resources that you can use, folks. Don't misunderstand me. Kurt's spot on. But I don't want these issues to be brought together so together that it's hard to separate and understand the differences, the solutions, the realities of what we're pointing out. Because people get confused. Pretty soon they'll be like, well, Donald doesn't need to do anything. The churches have this. No. We can all participate in our own ways. Let me give you an example. So I'm asking the Donald and all these bigwigs to come together in the great philanthropic type effort. Is that right? Philanthropic type effort? Yeah.
Yeah, philanthropic.
Right. I want them to come to the table and do that to the best of their ability. Remember, we pray to God. We already talked about that first because that's the first solution. Second solution, though, is to roll up your sleeves. And I'm giving some people guidance of what they could do. Just imagine. I mean, how much money, for example, let me just ask you, how much money could Donald raise if he put in his money and said, look, I'm going to seed this thing, and then I'm going to go on the campaign trail, if you will, to ask people to help me, and I'm going to have crowds all over the country, I'm going to have public speeches all over the country, and I want everybody to come, and I want them to pay a fee to get in, but donate it to this effort.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
What if Donald went on a tour of the nation and said, hey man, I know I'm President of the United States, that's why I'm providing coordination for a lot of this stuff. I'm going to give my salary to the victims, and I'm going to do my best to lead with my own personal finances, and I'm challenging all of my philanthropic political enemies to do the same. Let's reject our enemy divisive divide lines narrative, and let's stand together for the victims in Houston. I'm not going to force the government solution and steal from the taxpayers. Rather, I'm going to lead by example. I got $10 million in Mark Cuban. Come on. I got $10 million in so-and-so. Come on, Congress, why don't you donate a quarter of your salary or some significant, why don't we, and how much money could Donald raise if he went to rally after rally and he said, listen, come hear me speak. I'm going to talk about the private sector. I'm going to talk about God, family, and country. I'm going to talk about life, liberty, and property. And I'm going to go on the biggest campaign tour you've ever seen, not to get elected, but as Bob Dylan wisely said, to serve somebody. And now it's time to serve your brothers and sisters in America. The greatest country on the face of the earth is going to look inward for a second and help one another. Inward as a nation. In other words, we're not going to conflict with the nations of the world. We're going to ask them to help us like we have asked, like they have asked us to help them so many times. And we're going to help one another. We're going to pray to God. We're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to get it done. How much money do you think Donald could raise with a scenario like that, Kurt?
Enough.
I don't even know how much, but it's in the billions without a doubt. And how much then could Donald reach out to political leaders around the world and say, we'd love you to support us financially. We really need your help here. How would it be if Taylor Swift and other rock stars were to simply say, hey, we're going to hold free concerts and raise as much money as we can to support this effort? I'm telling you right now, it could be millions. Now, somebody would say, well, Sam, you're pretty good at telling everybody else how they should spend their money. You're pretty good at telling everybody else what they ought to do. And my response is, no. I may not be able to raise the billions. I've only got a sphere of influence that's tiny compared to the Donald and Taylor Swift and some of these football and baseball and whatever stars and some of these feuding bureaucrats and politicians that want to just run around and divide and conquer all the time. But I'm going to do what I can. And so I'm in discussions at the companies that I work for to say, how can we help? What can we do? And there's been a lot of ideas thrown out. Somebody said we ought to donate a lot of camping gear. Somebody else said, I don't like the idea of donating like that because, number one, it doesn't prosper others' efforts, and we'll go broke in a hurry. We're a tiny company. We're just a drop in the bucket, and they're correct. It's not that we don't want to help, but, you know, if I were to feed all the homeless out of my kitchen, I would last about, like, you know, not very many meals, right? How can I then leverage my support, my assistance, and make a difference? And so then somebody else came up with the idea, what if we start a GoFundMe and we start to match funds or match supplies? Somebody else said, what if we were to load up a truck or two or three full of supplies and drive down there and not only help with supplies, but help with efforts, work? And somebody else said that those are great ideas, but what about donating to other organizations and partnering with groups that may be on the ground? We don't need to necessarily go. Maybe that's too much expended resources in the wrong direction. What if we were to partner with other leaders to make a difference? And so the reason that I bring this up, Kurt, is because the huge think tank known as the freest country on the face of the earth, the economic engine of the free market at work, but when we look towards government and say Donald will solve it, don't worry, Donald and the governor and the mayor, they've all got this thing. We simply, in my opinion, drain the greatest think tank in the world. And we simply shut it down. That is the wrong answer, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is to crank up that massive genius free market, free enterprise system think tank known as America. And I'm telling you right now, just imagine if some of these selfless leaders stood up and did what I'm talking about. And then just imagine if Sam Bushman and many others in our smaller ability, but yet the synergism of all of us. I mean, if we got 300 million Americans to put in $1 for every man, woman, and child in America, ladies and gentlemen, you would have $300 million. Then if you had Donald put in his money and say, hey, all you people, why don't you match me? Forget about this political enemy stuff. Let's work together. And then just imagine churches and private organizations, charitable organizations, partnering and working together. The end. The light at the end of the tunnel could be realized now. You could put together a massive effort. We could be a beacon on a hill, Kurt. The nation that promotes God, family, and country, that protects life, liberty, and property, that turns to the private sector of volunteerism and agency-based true charity, you could be a beacon on the hill for the world to see forevermore. And Donald could be the humble head of it all. Now, am I talking crazy, Kurt, or do you believe this is really the answer? We need a private sector solution, not government. Government can certainly coordinate and be involved. But let's have this huge private sector solution start with selfless leaders who put their money, their time, their effort, their prayers, where their mouth is. And let's have the American people and literally peoples of the world all jump aboard for the greatest effort you've ever seen in history. And we could set the pattern of free market, agency-based solutions based on real charity. We could set that charitable engine off like a rocket. That's what I'd like to see happen. And then we can dovetail who would be the leaders, who would be the real organizers, who we could seek out. Donald could go on a quest to seek out who has the best plan to reach out in love, Kurt. Now let's talk about your answer, because your answer is where the leadership comes from, Kurt, and the organization comes from, and the pattern that has worked for generations comes from. It's the engine of Jesus Christ, Kurt, and those who work for Jesus Christ. Now, you were talking about the churches, I think, weren't you?
Well, yeah, it's a great point, Sam. And, you look at all the individuals who, are, in my opinion, many, many times God-fearing individuals. Maybe they've in the past been a little less so, but in these crises in situations, it brings them down and I guess you could say helps them repent and remember what's really important. And, you know, I see reports about the Cajun Navy there in Texas. You know, headlines, locals join Cajun Navy to help Texans. I suppose there's a lot of folks joining the Cajun Navy right now. And, you know, you've got individuals that'll be blessed for their efforts. When you serve and you help others, it just creates goodwill all around. And as you said, there is a right way to respond to a crisis and there's a wrong way. For example, if you have a crisis in your neighborhood and you're say your neighbor's got 10 shovels, you don't go steal your neighbor's shovels and pass them out to the people.
Now,
and
by the way, not to interrupt, but that's exactly what's happening with a story you just sent me about a hotel room, Kurt.
Yeah.
This is the wrong answer, folks. Go ahead.
That's right. And but on the other hand, if your neighbor with his 10 shovels wants to be, you know, charitable, then he can, you know, dole them out. He can share them. And that's how, you know, there's a difference in the way that charitable things ought to happen. You know, they report in that story that you were looking at, Sam, with the thousands fleeing hotel or fleeing Harvey, and then this one TV crew complaining that they were quoted like $120 to $149 a night where they were headed. When they got there, they were greeted with a $321 a night, and they cried foul. So they complained that, hey, this shouldn't be the way it ought to be, and then we're going to call the Texas Attorney General. Some of them have complaints about the high price for cases of bottled water, gas going up to $10 a gallon. But I would simply say that, ladies and gentlemen, in these instances, it's quite a bit more expensive to bring those things. And if water is $99 for a case of bottled water, you'll see a whole lot of bottled water head into that area. And if gas is $10 a gallon, you'll see a whole bunch of guys bringing gas into that area. If the hotels are charging that much.
That's only true if you let the free market work, though, Kurt. If you have the government control and lock people out and manipulate the markets, then the government becomes kind of the enemy of what your point is. And that's why I'm separating all this, to say what the government's proper role is and then to find out how to move forward in a way that's productive and solutions-oriented. You're absolutely correct. And I say it's a wrong answer for this hotel to triple prices. I think the hotel ought to be offering free rooms. Because it isn't a time to get rich. It's a time to serve. However, I would not force anybody to do any of that.
Right. And you're going to see places like that, that, you know, if they do raise their rates or whatever like that, then the people will remember and, you know, they'll pay the price in the future.
Amen to that reality check, ladies and gentlemen.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The Trump administration has always said it wants to cut taxes, but it appears it is settling for tax shifting. Administration officials feel compelled to find ways to pay for, quote, cutting both the individual and corporate rates. The easiest way to pay for tax cuts is to slash spending. But of course, politicians just seldom do that. Some ideas being discussed would be capping the mortgage interest deduction, ending the deduction of state and local taxes, ending the ability of businesses to deduct interest, and the phasing out of immediate deductibility of new equipment for small business. Ryan Zink, the Secretary of the Interior, has signed an order that will assist the restarting of oil exploration and production in Alaska.
Alaska's National Petroleum Reserve is estimated to contain 336 million to 1.7 billion barrels of oil. The Institute for Energy Research applauded Secretary Zink's action, saying that some had elected to put up a lot of hoops and barriers to using our own precious oil. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
We taught you skip stones.
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So we're talking about solutions for victims in Hurricane slash Harvey. I say slash because is it a hurricane now or a flood? Is it Flood Harvey? I don't know what you call it. Nevertheless, the people are suffering, and I reject the idea of government-led solutions. Reject government-led efforts. Promote private sector charitable solutions, folks. And Kurt, you were talking about this. You were saying that, you know, people can really make a difference. I think we need to basically have the private sector. I think that good people can lead private philanthropic type individuals and or groups, charitable organizations, churches. And we could really have an effort that would be second to none when it comes to the real answers. You mentioned that, you know, gas prices are going to go up and hotel rates are going to go up. And you're right. And I would never force people to stop doing that. But what I would say is, you wisely point out, people will remember. If I see that hotel and I hear that rates went up a ton and it's published widely, that while thousands of people were trying to flee Harvey and get to safety, this Texas hotel chain or hotel started tripling room prices, I would not be favorable to that hotel anymore. Okay, now I agree people could do that in the free market, but wise solutions will come to bear. And I commend people. I would personally let my hotel fill up and say, listen, I'm going to suspend operations from a financial point of view, at least for the short term. And I will try to fill my hotel up with people who desperately need it. In other words, we could all come to the rescue in our own ways, Kurt. And we don't have to, you know, I would literally start a GoFundMe and say, listen, America, we're providing a free hotel here, but we can't suspend our operations forever. We don't have the funding. We don't have the finance. So there's a GoFundMe for you to help me help them. Think how many ways we could go about this in the think tank of America known as the free market of ideas. And so you're right, Kurt. I would never force people to do different, but I would encourage them to do different. And Donald and others could crisscross the country doing the same. And I really think that we could have a whole different response here. But I think that the churches are one of the greatest answers in America. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has one of the greatest humanitarian efforts the world has ever known. They're already on the scene and involved, on the ground, rolling up their sleeves, getting involved. You got Catholic organizations doing the same. Those are two huge religious organizations making a tremendous difference. The Mormons and the Catholics. Both of them are abused by many Christians saying they're not Christian. Well, let's see who's Christian now when we roll up our sleeves. Let's all work together and become more Christian, all of us. The gauntlet isn't to divide, but to say let's all become more Christian. But there's small groups, too, making a difference, Kurt, like Past Assault Ministries, David Dobenmeyer, and others that are raising money and that are literally rolling up their sleeves and getting involved in solutions. Those are the answers, Kurt. And just imagine if we could have an appropriate partnership, proper role of limited government with coordinative efforts, individuals who are wealthy and philanthropists leading by example, businesses across America saying they're going to get involved in some way. For example, the safety of human drinking water in Houston is now causing growing concern. For a while, they said, hey, don't worry, the water's safe. Now they're debating that. They say infectious diseases could sweep across Texas as Harvey floods. There's serious concern on so many fronts, Kurt, and there's so many ways we can help. It's beyond imagination. Do you want to add to this? I'm convinced that we've got to divide this government versus private sector. We've got to divide this forced solution with an agency-based, charitable-based solution. And then we need to let the leaders who are good at this, who have experience in this, in the private sector, come to the forefront. How is it best done? Well, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints humanitarian efforts, Kurt, are second to none in the world. They know how to get it done like no other. And I can point to so many examples, it's beyond imagination. They literally have put billions of dollars into humanitarian efforts. There are many groups like the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints doing similar things that have experience, that are good at this kind of stuff. Donald needs to turn to what's working as his guide and say, I need to step back and play a supporting role as these leaders emerge, as these organizational efforts emerge. That's what needs to happen here, Kurt. And I know people will just attack me politically for saying this, but I really believe that's where the real answers will come from. This great think tank known as America, this great charitable organization, we could be a beacon on a hill and set the standard forevermore. Kurt?
Well, I can't agree with you more, Sam. You know, and I was looking at some of the other reports. By the way, a little sub, or I guess you could say footnote on this whole hotel deal where the price went way up. It looks like WNCN.com is reporting down there that now bunch of these people were given, says 40 refunds issued after Texas hotel's rate jumps to nearly $300 a night. Now, this hotel is going to get a lot of what you'd call news coverage, you know, free advertising. But I'll tell you what.
Negative publicity.
It's not going to be good, Sam.
But imagine if they dropped their prices to none and said, we'll pack in as many as we can, please, as many of you families and whoever can share rooms would love it. And then imagine if they put up a GoFundMe page that said, listen, we're doing all that we can, but we can't do it forever. We cannot afford it. We're just, you know, but the GoFundMe is please help us help them.
Yeah,
just imagine.
Or, you know,
I'd donate to that.
Something
would you, Kurt?
Close to that, or where they were basically like, hey, these are our costs. We have to cover them. And, you know, it could be way lower. Many things could be done like that.
But would you donate to that, Kurt?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I would.
I donate on a regular basis and will continue to donate to my church. And especially now, you know, you've got all this humanitarian effort is what we call it, you know, to go forward with that. Here's a little another story, Sam, from the CBS North Carolina CNN news source. It says Beaumont, Texas, looks like they say 300 plus gators could escape as Texas floodwaters approach height of fences. Now, this is an area where I guess you go down and you see some gators normally. They call it Gator County. Maybe it's supposed to be Gator Country. Anyway, Gator County. I didn't know there was a Gator County. But they have more than 350 gators in outside areas of the attractions.
Wow.
They say they're less than a foot from the top of the fences. These fences are somehow certified, they call them. I wonder who certifies them, you know. Maybe that's a government agency. But they say they've worked around the clock and they don't know what else to do. We're truly tired. Everybody's at the end of it, man. By the way, Sam,
I got an idea what they can do. No, really. I just got an email from this group. Have you ever heard, Kurt, of the Texas Baptist Men's Disaster Relief Ministry?
No, but that's, I'm sure, a great, you know, organization, right?
They literally emailed me and they said, hey, we're here to help. We will use your donations efficiently.
Yeah.
You can make a contribution to their efforts. Texans are a resilient people. And together,
that's right.
We will come out of this this effort stronger than ever. Okay, these are the leadership people that I'm talking about, Kurt. I don't know who these guys are, but I'm telling you, good for them.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, a couple of the largest alligators down there, Sam, are known as Big Al and Big Tex. And they were put in trailers, they said, to keep them from possibly escaping in the flooding. There's a whole lot of flooding going on down in Texas.
Now, I'm not a fan of Anheuser-Busch, Kurt.
I understand.
But I'm more of a fan today than I was yesterday. You want to know why?
What are they doing?
Headline says, Anheuser-Busch will provide water to the victims of Hurricane Harvey.
Yeah, it's a smart move.
It is a smart move, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, again, you've got somebody who rejects alcohol. I don't believe in it. I think it's nothing but disaster for society. I wouldn't force people not to drink it, but I would use everything within my power to reject the promotion, the distribution, the drinking, the taxation of alcohol, okay? I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
However, I'm going to set aside my differences with this company, and I'm going to give credit where credit's due. Look, instead of tripling the prices on water, they're saying, look, they're going to provide water to the victims who need it. I'm willing to set aside our differences and say good for Anheuser-Busch, Kurt.
Yeah, amen to that.
Okay, not because I agree with them. That isn't the point. Because they're doing what needs to be done in an era of crisis, and they're doing so in the private sector.
Yep.
Now, just imagine if Donald literally took the story that I just did and said, hey, I'm on the campaign trail to promote solutions here. Anheuser-Busch just is going to be giving a bunch of water to the victims here, drinking water. And hey, all you other companies, and I don't want to name names here, why don't you match Anheuser?
Yeah, that's right. You're going to have copycat stuff going on all over the place.
Texas helping Texans, Americans helping Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, it just gets better from here if we have the right attitude, if we trust in God and turn to God and then do the best we can. And between the two, wow, the synergism of the greatest American population in the history of the world could become a beacon on a hill, and relief could come ASAP to the people who need it most. I mean, what an opportunity, right?
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, what do you say, Kurt? You want to talk more about solutions?
Oh, yeah, Sam. You know, it's amazing, isn't it? The opportunities that we find to, present them. And, you know, I mean, you really don't have to look that hard. The proper role of government and the proper role of the private sector, they're easily pointed out. The weird thing is, it seems like, Sam, we're almost doing this all by ourselves, you know. At least let me know if you hear, you know, the big hosts talk about how, hey, the federal government shouldn't be involved in this. There should be the private
sector. They should in a minimal way, Kurt.
Yeah. You think they'll talk about it?
No, of course not. But they ought to. If we want real solutions, yeah. They need to.
That's right.
We need to reject government-led efforts and promote private sector charitable solutions, Kurt. Again, Donald can have a role as a person. He can just say, listen, as a person, I'm going to do all that I can. And there can be some government coordinating efforts, right? I'm for the government keeping the peace and making sure that companies don't get looted and people don't get raped and pillaged and plundered and deceived and all that kind of stuff. I'm for Anheuser-Busch challenging other companies to throw down the gauntlet and match them and make water available to those who need drinking water and stuff like that. Let's bring relief in right away. What do you think?
Couldn't agree more, you know, Sam. Yep, there's plenty of opportunity for real leadership.
Okay, now, you know, a lot of people are just thinking we're anti-government. We're not anti-government. There's roles for government to play in this, Kurt. I'll give you an example. The government could really put their efforts into making sure that power stations don't go down, making sure that water treatment plants stay up and running, make sure that, you know, because this is vital infrastructure. Now, you got to be very careful. Because I believe government gets involved in too much of that. But at the same time, you say, what about water and sewage treatment plants and some of those basic services that government's provided forever? Even though I may not be fond of that being the solution, I will say that, look, people depend on those, and we've created this dependency to the point where there is some role for them to play in some of those things, keeping the peace, creating level playing field of infrastructure, doing their very best to handle roads and the cleanup so that roads are passable and usable so that private sector relief efforts can come. There's a role for them to play, but it's very minimal, Kurt. But I get the only reason that I point out so much of that is because I don't want people to think we don't believe government has any role. Now, I personally think they ought to have less of a role even in those infrastructure realities, but they're involved there. And right now, if a treatment plant's down, or a power plant's down or the roads are kind of problematic, the private sector can't just literally take over those services at a moment's notice. That would require law changes and some other issues. So there's a role to play, but they need to realize that minimal role and play the supportive infrastructure role, if you will, and leave the rest to the private sector. But you got 300 alligators that could escape as Texas floodwaters approach the height of fences. You got safety of Houston drinking water in question. You've got all kinds of issues, Kurt. There's so many areas in which people could get involved and help. And the question is, who's going to provide the organization for it all? And I would say that government can play a minor role there as well. But let's let these leaders emerge. We've talked about the Baptists, the Catholics, the Mormons. Kurt, we've just gotten started. There's so many groups, Texans helping Texans. And there's all kinds of, you pointed out to this group that was helping, and there's so much effort that can happen.
The Cajun Navy.
The Cajun Navy, that's a great point.
Yeah.
I really think we need to worry about that. We need to talk about the infectious diseases could sweep across Texas as the floods continue if we're not very careful. What can we do to provide medical supplies and set up safe places and hospital? A lot of the hospitals are underwater and shut down. A lot of the elderly care centers are shut down. How do we get a lot of those people to safety and set up an infrastructure to provide medical capabilities and drinking water and electricity and clean sanitary conditions? And those are the things that we should be focusing on. Right now, there's airports shut down, so they can't really fly people out of there. But I'm fine with if people want to flee. If people know their houses are destroyed and they don't have a place to live, I would propose getting them into a completely different city. They can move back to Houston if they choose at some point, but there's no point staying there if they've lost everything. I would basically provide an effort to bring vehicles, cars and planes and trains and automobiles and buses, and private sector folks could come back and say, listen, we'll whisk thousands of people off to different cities where they could, there could be churches and private sector organizations to provide in-place shelter, and then let people, you know, people could start hiring people. They could say, look, what do you do for a living? And there's companies that could say, we could use some temporary help right now. We're going to provide some temporary assistance, you know, and literally find ways that people could go to work in other places instantly, providing the ability for them to help themselves, Kurt. Think how many answers and solutions and ideas and coordinating efforts we brought to the table with just Sam and Kurt alone. Just imagine if the whole think tank of America was brought to bear on these kind of solutions. Now, I would submit saying, look, thousands can go to different states and different cities. Companies can say, look, we're going to hire some temp workers right now in our warehouses or in this place or that place. And literally people could go to work. And even though they may not be able to pay for their full living at this point, they could at least take care of their own food requirements and their own maybe shelter requirements with a charitable hiring that could be temporary work, but could get people on their feet. Just imagine how many answers could be brought to bear, Kurt, with the right leadership and the right coordinating efforts.
Yep, I agree 100%. It's pretty cool talking about the solutions. You know, and I think that what you're seeing, Sam, is that you'll see, so many folks, whether it's just us or so many others that are asking themselves, hey, how can I help? You know, from the little ladies in areas that'll be maybe sewing, or they'll be, you know, doing shoe drives or clothes drives or different things like that. There's just really, there literally so many ways that we can participate.
And let me give you one of them. You can make humanitarian relief kits or hygiene kits and things like that that they're going to desperately need when the water's all tainted and there's no good place to clean up and shower and do a lot of these things. You could make a lot of these kits yourself. There's humanitarian efforts all over the place. You can donate those kits to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and many other groups who will help distribute them and deliver them on the ground for you. You can put together food drives in your neighborhoods to provide food and drinking water. And I know for some Girl Scout projects and Boy Scout projects and other humanitarian projects, people go around and gather these things and deliver them. Then huge trucks and container loads by train are delivered to bring relief to people. There's so many ways that you can help and get involved. It's beyond imagination, Kurt. But what about driving people, delivering people to different cities, and then finding ways for private sectors to give them jobs?
Well, that's what we saw happen, at least in some, you know, amount of it in the whole Katrina thing. At least I remember folks being brought into our areas. And if you spread them out and, you know, do it, you know, everybody can participate.
What if Mark Cuban said, I'll donate $10 million to as many people as I can give, you know, quarter salaries to. we could provide just livable salaries. People aren't getting rich here, but at least, you know, stay above water, if you will. Salaries, and I want businesses to match me, and we'll use this fund and businesses can partner with me. You know, just imagine if some of the big wigs did that. Hey, Taylor Swift's going to have a concert. We're going to raise $20 million. That's going to be half of the matching to now work with businesses to provide jobs for these displaced people that need jobs. Churches could do the same. And just imagine we could turn this into an economic boom. Not that I delight in the disaster, but it's time to squeeze lemons and make lemonade, ladies and gentlemen. And just think how many opportunities could happen with this reality check. This is just Sam and Kurt. We're probably two of the least sharp knives in the drawer, if you will. We're not even very smart, folks. But I'm telling you how many answers could be brought to bear. Just Liberty Roundtable is one of the incubators. Just imagine if we provided this think tank and we got involved. How do we provide this leadership, Kurt? Somebody needs to get that done.
You know, at least in my opinion, you'd... everybody, I mean, I like the whole decentralized kind of idea. And that
like
is,
moving people to different places and let the private sector, including businesses, handle most of the relief efforts?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or just, I mean, when you find somebody you can help, it may be where you live. But, like, let me give you an example, all right? The other day, a friend of ours, a close associate, you know, had gone through and started doing this decluttering kind of thing. And so she had, I mean, associate of hers had this basically huge pile of these clothes. So in the back of her vehicle, she had it opened up, and she was at a family event, and a number of other family members were looking through these clothes. Now, what happens is when they do get some of those, if they do, then they kind of feel like, hey, man, my closet's too jammed up already. So then they continue this kind of thing, and it's amazing what, well, to use a little phrase from my favorite store, it's called Deseret Industries, it says, even little donations bless many nations. You can participate in a big way, like maybe a Mark Cuban or a President Trump, or you can participate in, you know, the widow's mite.
I'm advocating for both, Kurt.
Yeah, you know, do what you can. You know, we're not suggesting that you put yourself in harm's way, but on the other hand, let's stretch and do our best to participate in the solutions. Right, Sam?
Without question. Kurt, your example is a perfect one. You know, the little donations by individuals, you think that the power of one doesn't make a difference. You think the widow's mite doesn't make a difference. And I submit to you that it does. I submit to you that the synergism of those efforts, prospered by good people everywhere, can double, triple, quintuple answers. It's time for the American people not to leave it in the hands of government or somebody else to solve. It's time for us to roll up our sleeves and get involved. There are answers, folks. And I don't know how we can dovetail this into answers, but let's start there. We can provide jobs, we can provide comfort, we can provide relief, and we can do it through the private sector and not steal tax dollars in the process. And we can become a beacon on a hill once again. We can become America. Making America great again by making America good, honest, and moral again. That can be done. And we at Liberty Roundtable Live participate partially in the leadership to that worthy, sacred, God-ordained charge. Bear one another's burdens, ladies and gentlemen. We ask for your help in every way. LibertyRoundtable.com, we declare this nation shall endure.